Welcome to Porn Star Life Coach. I'm Nikki Hunter, and this is brought to you by the Julie Land Universe. So I hope that you're listening and having some fun, because I'm sitting here at a restaurant waiting for my date to arrive, and I don't know if I'm going to get stood up. See, I have decided to try out this escorting thing, and I don't know if it's working out so well for me. So I'm going to call over my dear friends, and they can help me out with this whole situation. Ladies, come on. Come on to the table.
Hi. Hi, I'm Allison Moore.
Help me. I think I got stood up.
That's why you get a deposit.
Get half up front. I take credit card over the
Smart.
Phone.
Smart. I like you already. Allison Moore, thank you for joining us.
What?
What? In whose butt? And we've got Nikki Nefarious.
Hello.
Miss Nikki Nefarious. Sorry, don't want to miss out on the entire name if I'm going to get it right.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah.
And we're going to discuss some escorting ideas, taboos, ins and outs, maybe some advice, because everyone hears about escorting. There's a television show called Confessions of a Call Girl, which I actually really enjoyed. I saw the first pilot episode and like the first couple, and I was loving that show. And it really kind of outlined the whole business of going out on dates for money. And most of the time, these dates included everything, including a happy ending.
It's not just a massage parlor.
It's not just a massage parlor.
What about
parlor?
The miserable middles?
The what?
The miserable middle.
I don't know what dates you're going out on,
Clearly
Richard
the
Avery.
Wrong kind.
Yes, the wrong kind of date. You need to go on Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yeah. Yes. Wait a minute. Now, there are websites? Holy hell.
Absolutely.
No, you've never seen the Millionaire Matchmaker show? I don't know what that's
Millionaire
on.
Matchmaker.
Bravo.
Yeah.
They cast so for it all the time.
Yeah, she's so fucking annoying.
I have not.
But I watch it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of hilarious.
I don't really know if Millionaire is on my list of things that I
to
absolutely
do.
Need. Well, do. Do is one thing, but need in a mate. So, you know, I guess
no,
there are some gold diggers.
It's basically true. Millionaires that are looking for, you know, love in all the wrong places, you know?
Mm-hmm. Are they looking for love or
much.
Looking for a one night?
No, they're looking for love.
They're looking
said,
for love.
You said it exactly right, though. That they're all the wrong places.
They're all the wrong places because they go to this woman and they never turn out right. So it's like,
of course not.
Just rent one for an
well,
hour.
Well, maybe they don't want it to turn out right.
Yeah, they all have problems.
Now, I have actually recommended on the radio show before, guys, if you are in a relationship, hire a girl for a night to come in and play. Because when you hire a girl, you're not paying her to play. You're paying her to leave. There is
that
a certain stigma of you understand the boundaries. It is a business transaction. You pay somebody to play with you, and then you also pay them to leave. They love you, they leave you, and then you are intact with your relationship.
Exactly. Like Charlie
they don't
Sheen.
Get jealous, and they don't try and come between you and your relationships, and they don't try and stalk you, you know?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The married, oh, she's married. I'm going to go after her. That doesn't work.
No.
And there are a lot of guys who are like, well, I want to play. I want to have sex. But then it gets a little sticky because they find a girl at a bar. They
Which is always
say,
the worst place.
Right. They find a girl at a bar. She's a little bit tipsy. They take her home. You guys bang. And then she calls up the next day going like, honey, you left. Why did you leave so early?
And you're like, what? Exactly. I thought I gave her the 867-5309 number. God damn it. I gave her the real number. I used to use that all the time.
Oh, really? What number is that? I'm
I'd be curious. Like, it's, here, I'll tell you. It's 310-867-5309. Dude, these guys were so dumb and just put it
wow.
in their phone.
Who is
phone.
That?
You got away with that?
867-5309.
I don't know what song that is. I'm done.
I don't know who this song
is. Who is it? Who is it?
I don't know who sings it. Does it matter? I just know the words.
So you're handing out a random number and you don't even know who
that
it is.
That number does not exist
it goes,
because of that
it's
song.
It's Jenny's a, number, whoever
it goes
Jenny is.
To a business.
I don't know where it goes. I'm
can
sure.
Can we dial it right
how
now?
Old is
Richard
that
Avery,
song,
give me a phone.
That song is from the 50s.
Yeah,
I am going to call that
song.
Number and see
that,
who has
that
it.
That number does not exist in every area code. It does not
it
exist.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Okay, well,
I'm going to call that number.
It's probably a hooker's phone number. Hi, this is Miss Susie. I do drag. You into that?
What?
Oh my God, that's my wife.
I love you.
Oops. Well, sorry.
So you know what? I want to see if I can buy that number and like use it for a escort call service or something. Oh, you know what I mean?
That's, I like doing the whole the phone sex. That's fun.
Yeah, yeah, I've done that. I've actually had somebody accidentally text my number expecting it to be someone else, not realizing that it was me.
And, you're
and
like,
I started,
hey.
Yeah, and I started, we started texting back and forth and started this friendship. I'm like, hey, oh, I'm wow. not your friend, but I'll be your friend. And this is how much it costs. No, well, there was nothing sexual between us, but yeah, we just started talking. Random, so I was like, all right,
did you meet up? Friends.
Random friend? No.
Oh, that's
no.
So cool.
Hi, Jeremy.
You guys
met?
Did you give him a fake name?
No, I told him who I was.
I like, give people
you are
fake
a
names
lucky
all
bastard.
Time.
You just accidentally dialed a porn
so
star.
So you want to give a shout out to him? Like,
hi, Jeremy.
Who did that? Amanda Blow did that once. She's like, hi, this is Amanda Blow. And she's, I was like, you're an idiot.
When you prank call someone, you're not supposed to prank call them with your real name and your real number.
I was like, come on. I love let's her to death, to but
this,
it's like.
Let's get back to this, the subject.
I think she might be a hoe too now.
That's an affirmative. No.
But wait, I mean, we're not like, supposed to say that.
We are porn stars. So there is a very fine line with people like, well, are you escorting? Are you having, you're having sex for money. Where do you draw the line?
What's
what about
the difference?
In a, well, yeah,
absolutely.
A private is when there's no camera and you aren't doing it for a movie. There's no model releases.
Right.
You're seeing somebody personally. Yeah, the bunny ears means IDs.
IDs.
Any sort of identification. And also it... There's a difference between porn sex and real life sex too, and this is what my ex always said. You can tell it's porn sex when the belly buttons don't touch, and it's real sex when they do. And you always find in privates, it's like people are more or less making love and they want to have like real sex, but in porn you never have real sex because they have to see the action. So the belly button's never touched.
Open
that's
up.
True.
Open up. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a certain disconnect. Yes,
especially
you're having
when it's
intercourse.
Because it's like, please get
right,
very
sure.
far away.
Very, very far away. And it's almost like there's no intimacy. There's no connection there. You're having
plus
sex
you have a
and
room
you're being
full
penetrated.
Of crew and people with cameras and
right.
light.
Oh, fuck. I don't care. I'm like, hold on. Give us a minute. We need some private time.
I love
that's
you.
That's pretty great. That happened today. Private time.
Private time.
Photographer just turns his back. It's great.
I love you.
I love me too.
But
all night long.
All night long.
With my disc jockey still.
But doesn't the camera get its feelings hurt?
No.
No. Directors are like, it's okay. Do your thing. Let me know when you're ready.
The best porn stars are the ones that have found a way to marry porn sex and intimacy.
Yes,
and
I think
can
so
show
too.
It on camera. But when you're doing a private or escorting, you don't have that at all. In fact, they call it, what is it? The GFE?
Yeah,
the
girlfriend experience or right. the porn star experience. I'm like, porn star experience? You
well,
don't touch
porn
me.
Porn star experience.
We open up to the camera that is not existing.
Porn star experience, I thought, was where they just...
I come dressed up like I go to work?
No, they just come like they come and they just nag and annoy the fuck out of you. And like,
I've heard
yeah,
you've had
star.
Bad experiences
you've heard
with porn stars.
Bad yeah. porn star experience. Yeah. But the girlfriend yeah. experience, I and think, just, is like the kissing, the making mm-hmm. out.
Yeah. Holding hands, you know, being really I nice.
We have a girl come in, be very friendly. And
hold
then
hands
you can
on a private.
Take out. Hold hands, yeah.
That's a fetish now, you guys.
Cuddle, things like that.
Holding hey. Hands is a fetish?
Holy shit, I got excited
so
about fifth graders holding hands.
Who do you think owns cuddleandspoon.com?
Wow. Do you?
Me.
Cuddleandspoon.com.
We always say cuddle is going to be the new anal.
Wow.
Well, shit, what was I doing anal right away?
I like cuddling.
I love cuddling.
I
do.
I only cuddle with
we're
my
gonna
husband.
Do, we're going to do a whole website.
With the cock in my back. It's hard in my back. I'm like, how about I cuddle you with... a strap on in your back and see how you can sleep.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely true. So back to paying someone to leave.
Awkward silence there.
Right. I think when it comes to escorting, you want someone to be friendly to you. You want the girlfriend experience. And you want to be intimate with them, but ultimately you don't want them to stick around.
Exactly.
Period.
No, I think there are the guys that are like, really want the girlfriend experience. They're like, how much to spend the night with me? I'm like, dude, you do not have enough money.
Well, spend the night with it. They want that intimacy.
Yeah, they're like, let's cuddle. And I'm like, I shoot porn. There's no cuddle after porn.
There's no cuddle after porn.
No. It's I'm fucking sweaty it's and true. I'm going to fucking shower.
Oh, man. So basically, it is some escorting, depending on who you see. It could be a fuck and you're done. Like, the girl goes home because that's the end of the date. Or it could be we hang out a little bit, and when the sun rises, I gotta go. Sorry. I don't know. I mean, there's a complete difference. Well, there's no, like, set standard when it comes to escorting,
see,
I think
that's what's different between escorting and doing pro-dom sessions, because ours, when we do, like, pro-dom sessions, it's usually for specific hours. So whether they're done with whatever business they need to
take care
of. Oh,
trust me, it's by the hour in our business.
Yeah, it is. It's like, no, you only wanted to, I'm gone, goodbye. You know?
Do you leave them there?
Well,
have you ever done a pro-dom session? I know this is, but let's go back to, it's not escorting if you're doing a dom session, because this is non-sex.
Absolutely.
In fact, you can even do a pro-dom session in a dungeon house, because you're not selling sex.
Absolutely not.
You are selling a fetish, and people come to you to learn things like discipline or specific types of training.
Or to have specific fetish outlets that they can't otherwise get with normal people, because maybe escorts won't do it, or their wives or partners won't do it, etc. But yes, I've been a pro-dom for quite some time now.
And I've actually even recommended guys who live these really full lives and they have like wife and children and stuff, but they know that their wife could never handle the fact that they like getting fucked in the ass. Mm-hmm. And they're like, listen, this is something that I really, really want to do. This is something that I have a fetish for. I think it's really hot. But if I tell my wife and I tell her to please put on a strap on and fuck me, I know that she'll leave me.
Right. Exactly.
And there are some people.
That's so hard.
It is very difficult, but it's true.
It happens all the time.
And so, guys, I'm like, I tell them, please do not ruin your marriage. If you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that she could not see you in the same light after she dons on a strap on and fucks you in the ass, and she couldn't respect you as the man that you are because of whatever's going on in your brain, you need to go see a professional.
Exactly.
That's
and
so
be able
true.
To have that outlet.
A lot of my clients are like that. And I'll have, you know, the very stereotypical CEO clients, and they're the bosses. They're the bosses at home, and they're the bosses at work, but they don't want me to touch them. They just want me to tie them up, put them in a cage, lock it, and close the lights, and let them be in silence, because even if they wanted to attend that meeting, or even if they needed to send that last email or what have you, they couldn't because they're physically restrained, and that's the release that they want. It has absolutely nothing to do with sex, but at the same time, it's more of a release to them than sex could ever be, if that
right.
makes sense.
It absolutely could. Yeah. I actually I do pro-dom sessions, and when I was a dancer before I even had sex on camera, I was doing pro-dom sessions.
I love that about you.
And I had no idea what I was doing, because people would ask me to come back and have sex with them all the time, but I didn't trust them. Like, no, I'm not having sex with you. Like, hey, can you come and spank me? I'm like, yes, I can do that.
I can spank you.
but there's someone that I see now who is a huge a very big wig in the television industry, and he likes to be strangled while and suffocated, like breath play, by me sitting on his face or holding onto his throat. And so he does whatever he needs to do, but I just do a form of queening when face sitting. And it's just, he likes the darkness. He likes the feel of the warmth. He likes my smell. And he just likes me to
sit on his face.
Yeah, I know, me too. I'm sitting here just kind of going,
I'm going to start this jockey.
No, yeah.
Whatever you want. Yes, you can have it all.
When I'm looking at you and you're laying on your back.
Can you show us a demonstration right now what that's like?
I could.
Volunteers in the audience. I volunteer.
Yay!
Sit on my face. Well, I might lick, though.
When you're naked and you're laying on the bed and I just laid you there and I got you all relaxed and warm, and then I take you and I literally kneel above you and I run my nails along your body and you're feeling good and warm.
So turned on right
and
now.
Then I lower my body onto your face. My ass cheeks and I've got a nice big ass. Yes, my ass cheeks just drape across the eyes, and they put pressure right on the eyelids and right over the forehead.
She's playing and then this out. Besides describing it, it's so sexy. It's a play by play.
My ass will sit right on your nose bridge. My pussy will open up around your mouth, and then I will have my clit like digging into the tip of your chin, and then I squeeze my thighs together oh so slowly to encompass the ears, so you have this kind of this sensory deprivation sensation as well as breath play, and you get to feel like complete. It's almost like a womb experience.
Truly, you seriously need to do phone sex more often.
I know exactly.
You were made for radio and phone sex.
And you write some erotic novels.
Yes,
I can do that.
50 Shades of Nikki.
How about book on tape.
Book on tape. Because her fucking voice is sexy.
Four Shades of Purple. Autoerotic asphyxiation. No.
Face sitting 101.
Face sitting 101.
Don't choke on your bear.
It's really fun to be able to just play with someone in that way. And I'm not being penetrated.
No, there is no
sexual activity that really comes
to me. But does it turn
me.
You on?
I love watching it. You know what? There is the turn on for me is being responsible for somebody else's experience.
I feel the same.
Yeah,
us
I hear that.
Codependents have to stick together.
I actually was told by my therapist, read Codependence No More. I'm like,
that's my Bible.
No. I am such a codependent.
I look at it more as a liberation, though, as a sense of control. The fact that you're not even touching this person. And if you are, it's only with the tiniest, most gentlest of fingertip touches, and you're barely even looking at this person.
Yeah.
You're not even necessarily connecting with this person except just on an energy, not a physical level, but on an energy level, and yet you're still able to bring that level of arousal to them,
right,
without getting naked and without fucking. It's just the most amazing thing, and some people will convulse during their release. It's some sort of a euphoric thing. I almost feel jealous. I wish I knew what that felt like, you know?
You need to do phone
Have
sex
you been
too.
Dumped?
No.
So close your eyes, everybody, and just listen.
Yes. All right. No, but this is the thing. There are different levels of escorting. There are some people who pay people just to look good on their arm.
But look at all the guys. Look at all the
not have sex with them.
Right. Look at all the websites that are out.
Dinner dates. Literally, they'll pay you to take you out to go dinner.
Look at all the websites that are out there for hooking up little sugar babies with sugar daddies.
Sugar daddy for you. Everybody wants
sugardaddy.com.
Yeah, there's all these companies and sites and people and couple dating. It's not a black and white issue in any way.
No, you want to be my sugar daddy?
Huh?
Huh? What?
What?
You want to be my sugar,
sugar
daddy?
No, he's a sugar baby.
I'm a sugar
You know what
baby.
That means? That means you're looking for a sugar mama.
I'm looking for a sugar mama. The one There's I have all now
a,
is
It's all cheap. A bunch of sugar. It's too sweet for me, okay?
I always say, like, I'm a diet-free daddy. I ain't got no sugar.
It's splendid in this house, ho.
I bring everything you need, not what you want.
Aww.
Cuddle and spoon.
Cuddle and spoon. No, it really is a very neat industry. It serves its purpose, I think. I don't think that it should be illegal.
I think it definitely should be legalized. It's one more thing that the government can get out of their deficit for, because they can just tax it.
Right?
And
they
if
could.
There's taxing, there's going to be regulations, which is only going to help with the health, perhaps the spread of diseases, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, y'all, we need health benefits. This job does not come with health insurance.
Not at all.
You know what I mean?
Not at all. No, there's really not. With the legalization of brothels in Nevada, and then there are different ways to do this, there are still agencies that are escort agencies all across the United States. But there is, of course, there are so many legal dances that you have to do, tiptoeing around what we promise, what we don't promise. Who
they have to get the sheriff's card. Mm-hmm. They get tested every week. You
right.
Know?
And I mean,
even though there's condoms, they get tested every week.
It's
actually good.
Ways that we could do this smart, or there's ways that we could do this under the table. Either way, it's going to happen. Okay. So
Absolutely.
People need to know exactly what they're getting into and learn the names that are good out there. Like, no. I know what you are waiting for. All right, ladies.
I can recommend.
All right. Do your research. Do your research. Ladies, please tell us where we can find you.
Ooh, I'm Allison Moore, and I'm on Twitter, AllisonMooreXXX. And sorry, just kidding. And my website's AllisonMooreXXX.com.
And I am Miss Nikki Nefarious. I'm at MissNikkiNefarious.com. I'm also on Facebook, Nikki Nefarious, and Twitter, Miss Nikki Nefarious.
Beautiful. And of course, I'm on Twitter at Nikki Hunter, N-I-C-K-I Hunter. And of course, you can find all of my beautiful work at JulieLand.com, J-U-L-I-L-A-N-D. We love you guys. And mwah, talk to you soon.